We are excited to welcome UMD's Chancellor Lendley Black into the studios today, not to talk about chancellery things, to talk about actory things. And I've already warned him that because I was a theater major, that means that he is fair game. So are you ready?
Lisa, I'm always ready for you, Lisa. I always look forward to our conversations.
Well, the first thing I want to know is, when did you start doing theater?
When did I start?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Back in the last century. I did some theater work in high school, although I was primarily involved in debate. I was on the debate team in high school, did some forensics and some theater. Then when I went to college, I became even more interested, even though I started as a pre-law major. I ended up as an English major, so I have a nice Bachelor of Arts degree in English. But a lot of the time as an English major, I spent in the theater, directing, acting. And so that was back in the early 1970s, and in some shape or form, I've been doing it ever since.
So I've got to know, I'm a theater director's daughter. My dad taught high school theater. Do you think that theater gets enough credit and enough attention compared to other things, either on the high school or the collegiate level, compared to, you know, like sports?
Well, of course not. Of course not. It doesn't. And there are many, many reasons for that. But I do think that there tends to be a very good recognition, especially in the Duluth community and pretty much throughout Minnesota, of the power of the arts. And it's not just theater, but it's also music. It's the visual arts. You know, there's probably no better training for what I do today than the theater. And it's not because of the acting standpoint. I don't act while I'm chancellor.
I'm giving you my skeptical face,
just so that listeners know.
But
give me a chance just for a second. The reason is that what you learn in theater is to better understand people, diverse people, how to communicate well with them, how to be organized. We have opening night coming up, and so you got to be ready. You can't suddenly say, well, give us a couple more days, I'll get back to you. You know, you've got to be ready to go. And so there's a lot of discipline involved. There's a lot of research for any theatrical role or any production. So it really, theater is really a culmination of most of what we teach in the liberal arts, in liberal education. And so, you know, there's not always a recognition of that because people tend to see theater from the popular entertainment standpoint, and they're mostly keyed into movies and television. Live theater is something that is still oftentimes seen as something that's elitist, which it really isn't. So it's does not get enough attention and credit. But I think there is a general understanding around people who are aware of the impact that culture has on our society and on our communities, that I think I really value. And it's one of the reasons I love living in Minnesota and in Duluth. I mean, we have a very culturally rich community here in the Northland and throughout the state, which I'm very pleased to be a part of.
Well, of course, there is that magic. That live theater has a magic that you won't find anywhere else, whether you're an audience member or a participant. There is something about watching it happen right in front of you or being a part of it, living it. It's just magical.
Well, it is. I mean, we no matter how much we prepare, and we do prepare and rehearse a lot, but each night it's going to be a bit different. And it's different because of the audience, what kinds of reactions we get. It's different because the actors are living, breathing human beings. And especially in this production, we have outstanding students, but some of them are freshmen. So this is fairly new for them at the collegiate level.
So tell me, how long has it been before this since you've done a show?
Well, I did a project with students about 2.5 years ago. It was a class project. They were studying Anton Chekhov, the plays of Chekhov. So I did that, but I haven't done a major theater acting role in probably about 20 years or so. So this was an interesting project for me to get back into things.
Give me your experience. How did you find it to memorize lines? I know how I found it to memorize lines, coming back to it after having been gone for way too long. What was it like for you?
Well, it actually turned out pretty well because I started early. Kate Ufema, who's the director of this production, she did her own adaptation of the play, which is really brilliantly done, I think. She did a great job. And she continued to do some tweaks and edits. So I probably had our so-called finished script somewhere around the 1st of September, I think, late August, early September. So I started working on it then in terms of not only the lines but also the kind of background work that you need to do, you know, determining what the actor's objectives are, what our actions are, what are the obstacles standing in my way of getting what I want, those kinds of things, and just doing a lot of text work because Shakespeare is so complicated. It's brilliant from the standpoint of language and text, but you really have to dig in to understand what's being said and why it's being said. To me, if you're working on the essence of the character as you're studying the lines, they come much easier. So it's not just rote memorization of a foreign text or something that has no real meaning to you. The more you can give the words meaning, the more you can help them inform who the character is and what the character is trying to do, the easier it is for me to memorize.
What was your biggest challenge coming back to it after having been gone for a while?
Biggest challenge? Well, I think just given the fact that this piece, this Shakespearean piece, is a real challenging play to do. It requires you to sort of get into a very different mindset and to really focus on the language and how to bring the language to life.
As the chancellor, you're kind of everybody's boss here. You know, you're the boss of the director, and you're the boss of the other paid staff in the theater department, and you're kind of the boss of the students. What's that dynamic been like? And have you had to take the lead in saying, I'm not the chancellor here, I'm an actor?
The way this happened was that Kate Ufema, the director, and Mark Harvey, who's the head of the theater department, they actually came to see me a little over a year ago because they were thinking about scheduling this production. But they said if we do it, we have to have a mature, experienced actor to play the king. That's another way of saying they needed an old guy to play the king. But they were gracious and said mature, experienced.
We get to that point, don't we, when we become mature and experienced.
And one of the things I said to them, I said, well, okay, I'll think about it, but only under the condition that you're asking me to do it because you sincerely feel that as an actor, I have what you need to do this role well. I said, I will not do this as a vanity piece for the chancellor of UMD. And I said, second, that I want to be treated as a cast member, period. I'm the only non-student in the cast, but I'm certainly not the major character by any means. And I wanted to be one of the cast people and treated that way.
So get notes every night.
I get notes every night. You know, there's no star billing. I'm listed in the program as the other actors are listed in the program. I make mistakes and have to apologize. And in fact, something happened last night that one of the student actors covered for me because I missed something and she just jumped right in and you know, we kept going. So I have a lot more experience than they do just because of my age and the things that I've done. But we are so blessed with such talented theater students here at UMD, and that's because of the talent of our faculty and our staff, and the fact that we attract students who really want to pursue theater in a serious way.
Are you going to do it again? Do you look at community theater audition notices, or do you look at audition notices, and do you think, yeah, maybe?
Well, yes, I do. I mean, not anytime real soon because this has been a major project, and I need a little bit of a break from it afterwards. But we'll see what happens. I mean, part of why I wanted to come here as chancellor was because I knew the quality of the theater program here, known about UMD theater for many, many years, but also know about theater in the community, As I think about opportunities and options out there and things that I want to spend my time on, I'm certainly open and interested in how I might make a contribution to the art scene, and particularly the theater scene in Duluth and in this region.
Well, you're an excellent sport. You approach acting as I'm just an actor, I'm part of the team. You approach interviews about being an actor as I'm just an actor, not the chancellor, and I have to answer whatever she throws at me. You're a great sport. Dr. Lindley Black, our guest this morning, the UMD chancellor, but as far as the production is concerned, he's just the actor guy. Shakespeare's All's Well That Ends Well opens tonight at the Marshall Performing Arts Center. We'll get a link set up on our webpage. You can click it and get all the information about the production. Dr. Black, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Lisa. It's always a pleasure.